Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are spending the weekend crisscrossing the country trying to woo voters in pivotal swing states. Biden campaigned in two cities in Michigan, Flint and Detroit, alongside former President Obama. Michigan Radio Steve Carmody reports on Biden's visit today.
Joe Biden brought along some star power as he was introduced by former President Barack Obama at a pair of drive-in rallies.
The next president of the United States of America, Joe Biden!
In Flint, Biden slammed President Donald Trump for suggesting some doctors might be inflating COVID-19 case numbers to make more money off the pandemic.
What in the hell is wrong with this man?
Biden travels to Pennsylvania Sunday on the heels of President Trump, who visited the state Saturday. Trump will hit Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida on Sunday as the presidential campaign surges into its final days. For NPR News, I'm Steve Carmody in Midland, Michigan.
And singer Stevie Wonder was also in Michigan, his home state, campaigning for Biden, telling the crowd at a drive-in rally in Detroit that the only way to win the fight against injustice is to vote. Wonder previously campaigned for Obama and Hillary Clinton, but he calls this election the most important one in his lifetime. And President Trump is making several campaign stops in Pennsylvania today. In Reading, he told the crowd that he will win Pennsylvania.
We will defend the right to life, free speech, religious liberty, and the right to keep and bear arms. We will defend your Second Amendment.
Tomorrow, Trump campaigns in several swing states. There are now more than 9 million confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S., with more than 230,000 deaths. And the country is edging ever closer to 100,000 new daily cases of COVID-19. NPR's Matthew Schwartz has more.
The country added 99,321 new cases on Friday. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University. It's the highest single-day increase of the pandemic, as the U.S. faces a third surge that could dwarf the previous two. CDC Director Robert Redfield says the current increase is driven by 12 to 30-year-olds who don't have symptoms and then spread the virus to older people. Redfield calls it a silent epidemic. Halloween could pose additional dangers. The CDC cautions against traditional door-to-door trick-or-treating, but says a virtual Halloween costume contest is just fine. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
Another attack in France. Police say a Greek Orthodox priest was shot while closing his church in the city of Lyon. Prosecutors say they do have a person in custody, but they haven't confirmed that he is the gunman. Police say the priest is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. The reason for the attack isn't known. This is NPR. Europe has begun locking down in response to its own surge in cases. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson ordered a lockdown starting next week, which will last into early December, but this time schools will remain open. France and Germany are also reissuing lockdowns, and Greece will begin a partial lockdown on Tuesday. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that Greece has relatively few cases, but it wants to avoid overwhelming its under-resourced health system.
In a televised address, Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said restaurants, bars, cafes, cinemas, and gyms in most of Greece must close throughout November. He also announced a curfew from midnight to 5 a.m. Restaurants can offer takeout and delivery, and shops will remain open. There will be no restrictions on travel within the country. Mitsotakis also pleaded with Greeks to discount conspiracy theories about the pandemic. He urged them to listen to scientists. If we lose confidence in our experts, he said, we will be left with the shrill cries of simplistic slogans. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Daylight saving time ends tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. That's when clocks are set back by 1 hour, and we return to standard time. Not all states participate, though. Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and also most of Arizona ignore the clock changes. This is called Grow to End the Clock Reset every 6 months. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine says shifting to and from daylight saving time has been associated